Hello, everyone, and welcome to the City DNA video podcast as part of the Power of Community series. The starting points of these vodcasts are new initiatives, campaigns, research projects, or other that leave us asking new questions and can be kickstarters of curious conversations around the future of city destinations. The series is made together with Group Now, which is also where I'm from. My name is Signe Jungersted, and today I am very excited to be speaking with Stefan Hartmann, who's head of department at European Tourism Futures Institute, part of NHL Stendon University. And we'll be talking about their new initiative called Agenda Conscious Destinations. So Stefan, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to learn more about this. So let's start with the easiest question, or perhaps I don't know if it's easy, but first off, what is Agenda Conscious Destinations all about?
Yeah, together with three universities of applied sciences, we from the Netherlands, we developed an agenda to really rethink and to promote destination development. I think in a good sense, in a good way, that it's future-proof, that we address the most important themes that destinations are facing at the moment. We wrote this up in the Agenda Conscious Destinations. It's published by the Center of Expertise in Leisure, Tourism and Hospitality, short SELF. Basically, we try to set the agenda a bit. It's a perspective, an agenda from a knowledge institute perspective. So we try to observe what is going on, what type of developments or transitions take place in terms of destination development, and what the consequences are of those developments for, well, a DMO, but also for a city government, for entrepreneurs, and you name it, for all the different stakeholders. So we try to be kind of complete in that sense. We try to touch upon the most important themes, and this is what we put in the agenda. So it's basically on the one hand perspective, but on the other hand, it's also for ourselves, and I think also for many other stakeholders, an agenda that we want to put in practice, because we should go, of course, to action, not only talk about it, but also take action.
So is it like a very holistic research program, or what's the goal of it? Where do you want to go with it?
Of course, that was our idea, to be as complete as we can. We did, of course, at some point, I had to make choices. What do you present in an agenda? The space is always limited, but we try to be complete and also include possible overlooked or underrepresented topics in the agenda, which we think are really important. And it's not only, what we think, but also what we observe in practice. Yeah. But there are sometimes questions, or call them research questions, or call them just, you know, practitioner problems that need to be solved. And I think we encounter a lot of those types of questions and challenges that basically no one knows the answer to completely. Mm-hmm. And that's the same for us. I mean, I think we are all very good at observing all sorts of challenges. Mm. But we need to ask the right question and then also try to answer the question. So that's what we try to do in this agenda as well.
So we'll share the link, of course, with this podcast as well. Perfect. But maybe just really briefly, like, what are the main questions or the main topics that the agenda is addressing?
Yeah, well, we actually differentiate between five themes. So it's really about the supply, of course. We talk about smartness, so how to, of course, measure developments in progress, human capital. It's, I think, really important, of course, especially when the industry is growing, and we, of course, look at different skill sets at the moment. We also have the organizational capacity, which is, I think, really, really important, and hopefully we'll talk a bit more about that, and the impact on the environment. So the environment in the ecological sense, but also in the sense of the living environment of local communities.
Okay.
Of course, they all have lots of sub items, but mm-hmm. we think, well, with these bigger themes, they make sense. They are hopefully, people will recognize them, of course.
Yeah.
But the question is, for all of these themes, what do we do? Who's responsible? What do we do first? What can wait?
And I'm curious, because it's conscious destinations. And so you know, do we really need a new term? You know, how is that different from responsible destinations or regenerative or sustainable? Why did you come up with conscious destinations?
Yeah, conscious. I think it's really important for destinations, whether it's, of course, a DMO responsible for a destination or the destination at large with all of the stakeholders, to be very precise about how you look at tourism destination development. Mm-hmm. That you are proactive, that you know in a conscious way, that you know what you're doing and why. And mm-hmm. I think that's really, really important. It's about strategy development. And well, if you do not do so, you might be solving or trying to fix problems along the way. I think this is our main message, that you really try to think through, you know, right. Where do we see ourselves in the future? And then, of course, take action. But of course, for some destinations, it could be very much, of course, about growth. And for other destinations, it could be about degrowth. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about being very, well, in that sense, conscious about what you do and why, and whether it fits your local context. And all of these contexts are different. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's not about, you know, right or wrong. Of course, we do see certain trend in how destinations develop. So yes, at some point, of course, there are limits to growth, as we know. There are ways that quite general topics that you need to take into account. Mm-hmm. That is always the case. But of course, there are many differences that we need to address as well.
I think I mentioned to you before also, the first time I saw it, I thought it was agenda conscious as the term, yeah, that yeah. You wanted destinations to become conscious of their agendas and almost maybe more activistic.
Right, yeah.
Is that also part of it, of being conscious? Like, what do you stand for and what agendas do you as a DMO or as a destination?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's not the way we actually thought of it, but it's, I think, a really good way to look at it as well.
Yeah.
I think the more proactive and the more strategic a destination is, of course, the range of stakeholders can benefit from that.
Is it primarily DMOs that you are addressing, or destinations at large, multiple stakeholders?
We actually take more or less of a geographic perspective in that sense of a destination. So it's the place where people go to, and that could be a city, that could be a national park, that could be an island. It's a place, of course, where the different stakeholders work together, more or less. The place where what is can be recognized as a destination by visitors. Mm-hmm. And it's a big question. So who's actually, you know, responsible for that site? And is it, of course, a DMO plays a very big role in that. Mm. But also a city government, also the industry associations, maybe national park organizations, private property owners. It's the range of people or organizations or institutions that have a stake. It's so large. It's not only the DMO, but mm-hmm. and it, traditionally, I would say, a DMO has a big responsibility in terms of tourism development, promotion, marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, we move from marketing to management, and from management to development. And the range of tasks, the range of goals becomes bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And actually, so is the partner network that you need to involve.
Yeah, I guess that feeds a little bit back to what you were saying around organizational capacity and what
exactly.
Being conscious about what your role is in relation to the different stakeholders. Is that part of the research that you're doing? Because I think we're always in this internal loop of, you know, marketing, management, and then development. How is that different from both of these? And yeah, so you're asking a lot of questions, but are you, like, what kind of answers do you think will come out of that? Are you working closely with the DMOs on that, or can they challenge your agenda, maybe even?
They can definitely challenge our agenda, because I think that's part of the agenda as well, to set up a dialogue and, of course, learn from DMOs as well. At the same time, we of course try to answer many of those questions, and the perspective that we put in this agenda on destination development, I think, really helps, because we do observe that the stages that destinations go through. If you would go back in time, a destination would be discovered first by the first tourist. And mm-hmm. at some point, you know, there are more tourists. You can make a living. There's enough traffic to start up you know, hotels and other services. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have seen all sorts of examples where we reach this tipping point when destinations also question themselves, is this the way forward? Well, quite nearby, we have a city like Amsterdam, but it's not alone. Mm-hmm. That try to rethink how do we actually deal with tourism flows in a more conscious way. Mm-hmm. And it's then no longer about promotion, marketing, and branding. It's still included, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's much more than that. It's also about the impact of communities. And then you start to basically enter different topics, different, you know, from a governmental perspective, public sector perspective, different policy domains. Mm-hmm. And then actually your tasks become bigger. And it's not, you know, only about tourism, it's about livability. It's about so much more. Mm-hmm. And that has an effect. If you see that development takes place, it has an effect on your stakeholders and your partners. Mm-hmm. And again, that has an effect on roles and responsibilities.
Yeah.
And who's taking the lead? Of course, if it's about marketing and branding, it's clear that the DMO has a very specific and very, well, hopefully clear role. Mm-hmm. But the more interest and the more topics you bring on board, the more diffuse it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, there are a lot of expectations, like, oh, it's a responsibility of the DMO, right? You're like, is it part of our task? Do we have sufficient funding for this? Mm. Then, of course, you have a discussion about, do we see a lot of goals and a lot of targets, but can we also have the capacity to do all that? And are we clear on roles and responsibilities? Do we have the right investment schemes? Do we have the right, maybe even legal frameworks in place to manage or maybe even discourage or limit growth because we, you know, society wants us to? That's a whole different discussion. It's no longer about marketing. It's legal aspects. It's so much more.
Yeah. I mean, my suspicion is that a lot of the DMOs that are listening to this will recognize all these questions and also the massive expectations to role and the expansion of role and the expansion of focus and expansion of stakeholders. And so, and it, you know, it's something that we've been discussing, I think, for a couple of years. So I could also imagine that a lot of the DMOs listening will be like, okay, so what's the answer?
And what's the answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think I think many DMOs will definitely recognize this, and probably many of them will see their task list basically increasing. It becomes longer and longer.
Yeah.
I think that the big question is, are you responsible and can you actually solve those challenges? Mm-hmm. Many of these challenges are not only about the DMO itself. It's often also a public sector issue. Yeah. But the question is the public sector recognizing that? Mm-hmm. You know, is the tourism or leisure event sector or the visitor economy a topic? Is it a theme? Mm-hmm. Do politicians see it as a theme? Mm-hmm. Is this public sector authority structured like that? In many places, actually, yes, and that's where also decision-making takes place. So also where your big part of the partners are, next to, of course, the industry.
Right.
And I think for DMOs, it's also important to look at who's actually making the destination. And of course, it's the industry partners, but it's also the stakeholders responsible for landscapes, like property owners, could be farmers, there could be, you know, a lot that do have a stake in and play a role in this landscape. And I think that there are also investment possibilities there. But then you have to look at, rethink what is actually important for the landscapes around us. And are there any investments taking place in terms of infrastructure or housing or CO2 emissions? Or we have big discussions on nitrogen, for instance. We know that our landscapes will be turned upside down. Do we actually benefit from this as a visitor economy? Mm-hmm. Well, in order to be part of those discussions, you're not only thinking about marketing, you're on a domain of policy development, general policy development about space. I mean, that's a different type of topic. But also there you can find your partners. But it means that you basically shift part of the activities, not only, but, you know, it's much more about networking and about lobbying and becoming part of those agendas as well, instead of maybe later on in processes, there's something with tourism or something with recreation. No, it should be part of it. But in order to become part of it, yeah, it should be recognized as an important industry with an important big social impact. And maybe not only economic impact.
Right.
That's another discussion. Yeah.
So there is an aspect also around being conscious around the partnerships that you create and understanding the
partnership. Sure, yeah, yeah. And to be maybe even selective in that.
Yeah, in a new way, maybe also. But would you also, if you look 5 years ahead, do you think that we'll see DMOs with completely different skill sets within the organizations?
I think there will be definitely, maybe the differences will get bigger. But that's a bit of an assumption in a sense. I think many DMOs will take on board these tasks and also will find possibilities and capacities to do so. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know about DMOs that have, of course, people on data and intelligence, for instance. While other DMOs collaborate with a knowledge institute or with a data lab or something else that find collaborations. Mm-hmm. I think you will see differences in how it depends on the destination where you are and whether you have those partners or whether you have to do it as a DMO, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see differences occurring there. So basically different scenarios, if you like.
So with the findings that you come across or that you are developing as well, will they be shared openly? Is it something that the DMOs listening into can?
Yes, we will. We will share this. The main platform where we will share the information is the website. Myself.
Share, yeah.
www.self.nl. Yeah. What we do is partly also publicly funded. So, I mean, and of course, we want our work to have impact. And I think where do we want to have impact? It's definitely with DMOs.
So if the DMOs are listening in, and because I know you're based in the Netherlands, and you know, is it primarily, are you focused on Dutch destinations, or are you also open to others, and are you looking for collaboration, or is it more, you know, feedback challenge?
No, we're definitely looking at collaborations, of course. I mean, we're based in the Netherlands and we're quite active here, but we do not limit ourselves to the country, of course. Now we definitely look for partnerships, possible future projects. Well, we do invest ourselves quite heavily in this agenda. But we also hope that what we do will benefit destinations outside of the Netherlands. And I think we are in the same type of challenges anyway. So better to collaborate than to reinvent the wheel. We'd be very much open to collaboration, for sure.
That's great. Well, I can't wait to see the agenda being unfolded. And I also kind of still like the agenda conscious idea. So I'll keep pushing on that a little bit more optimistic. Thank you so much, Stefan, for sharing this perspective around the agenda conscious destination.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Hopefully we can check in with you at a later stage to hear what answers you've found throughout the process.
No problem. I'll be happy to share that.
Yep. Thank you so much. And to everyone who was listening in, I hope you found it interesting. And as mentioned a couple of times, we'll share the links as well so you can go read more. And since this is all about the power of community of City Destinations Alliance, we love to hear your thoughts or your wish list of people we should talk to, or if you have anything you're working on which could shape our conversation on the future of city destinations, then please don't hesitate to reach out to the CityDNA team. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Stefan. Hope to see you soon.